Who wants to get fit for summer and for life? Yay, that's why you're here. And today, I want to give you the inside scoop inside my brain for what exactly I cut out when I want to see that scale drop fast. So let's get started. I hear the sound of a comeback, and your decision to start to join our weight loss intensive that starts on Monday to go all in. This is the momentum you need to lose weight and feel back to you, mama. So what in the world are you waiting for? We have a free opportunity for you. And again, we start Monday, April 22nd. This is the 3-day comeback weight loss challenge. You will have daily action steps, door prizes, motivation to get your booty in gear and to really have that heart shift. My goal for anybody listening, for all my clients, for women across the country, across the whole world, is that we have this movement of moms who are saying enough, like, I'm done with the weight struggle and I am just going to live healthy. This is part of my identity. This is part of who I am and what I do. And so that's what we're doing in this comeback challenge. If you have struggled with weight for a little while or for a long time, we are helping you to have a comeback to feeling your best. So hop down to the show notes. Do not wait. Save your spot. We are filling up fast and I cannot wait to get to know you inside of the comeback weight loss intensive. All right, today we are reviewing what you should stop eating if you want to lose weight fast. What should you avoid? There's a lot of different theories and diet plans and frankly misconceptions about what this should look like. I know a lot of times when I have been working with clients and they've told me what they've tried in the past, for them this has looked like cutting out all carbs or all sugar or cutting out food in general, fasting for a long time, which in many cases these things can work. But I want to share with you again, if I'm like, man, I want to drop 5 pounds, or if I want to help one of my fit moms drop 5 pounds quickly, this would be my prescribed way of thinking. So the first thing is probably not a surprise to you if you've been listening to the show for a while. The first thing I would tell you is to eat 100% real food. We do real food resets inside of our community every other month. And the women who do these and they dive all in, they pretty much all lose weight quickly in this time. That means do not eat anything processed, packaged, with very few exceptions. And I want you to think like the Daniel plan, if you haven't read that book, or even doing a Daniel fast, which is a little bit different. A Daniel fast is cutting out meat, cheese, and sweets. And so you're eating basically like Daniel did in the Bible. And honestly, when I do this, it's challenging and I feel amazing. You know, Daniel in the Bible, he chose to only eat vegetables and not have the king's food. And he became stronger and he outperformed everyone because of his discipline. And I often think, you know, what was the food that everyone else was eating? In my mind nowadays, it'd be like they all went to McDonald's and, you know, ate really dense, thick food. And Daniel's over here like eating, I don't know, what would be an equivalent? Chipotle or something. You know, you can eat relatively clean there, but you know what I'm saying? So I think that it's good to remember that there is a lot of biblical truth to this. I also just want to speak to those of you who maybe are not eating this way at all, and it seems so foreign or weird or like so hard to attain. The more that you keep practicing it, the less it becomes weird. And then you just start to realize, you know, oh, this is just how I'm supposed to eat, and it's actually not torture. And again, this is why we practice it so often inside of the community, inside of Fit Moms Accelerator and Fit Moms Academy, because it may not come naturally to you. And when you think of a giant transition, it can feel really hard, and that's okay, because we want to be here for you along this journey, to just know that even those little changes make a big difference. But if you really want to drop weight fast, hopefully you're making a few changes at a time and just really making those real food swaps and having those boundaries and being really just serious about what you're going to be doing, if that is your goal. You also don't have to lose weight fast. Maybe I should just point that out. Sometimes the best journeys are the ones where you really take your time and you allow the Holy Spirit to do a work in your heart and your mind so that it can stick. So just a little, I'm kind of like contradicting myself on a podcast about losing weight fast. So I digress. So what else do you need to be thinking about? So we have all real food, but is that necessarily going to help me lose weight fast? Most of the time, yes, but also there's a few little tricks in there as well. And number one would be to limit, not completely eliminate, but to limit more of the natural sugars, especially things like honey and syrup, because even though they are natural, they aren't necessarily conducive to weight loss. This is one of the things that I do with my clients inside of Fit Moms Academy. So a reminder, that's the 6-month group coaching program with me, is I am apt to review food logs whenever my clients need it, because sometimes you can be eating mostly real food, but they're just not, it's not in the right combination to see that scale drop. And so one of the mistakes that I often see is too many natural sugars, sometimes even with real food. So if you were eating a diet really high in fruit, it can be limiting you, because if you're doing that, you're probably not getting enough protein or healthy fats or vegetables. The other thing I'll say is most of the time when women come in and we're reviewing food logs, initially there often is too much cheese and dairy, and we just know that's a fattier food. So that's a really good thing to eliminate off the bat. And then I would just say goodbye for a season to bread and crackers and pasta and things like that, because they're often unnecessary calories that are keeping you from getting to your goal weight fast. If I'm trying to get the scale to drop fast, I'm definitely not eating sugar. Also, you know, sugar, it creates an inflammatory response and it creates fat easily. And, you know, I can just tell even eliminating sugar from my diet for 3 or 4 days, my body just seems, the bloat seems to go away. And so if you're seeing that scale drop, you know, 5 pounds in a week and you make some of these changes, not all of that is fat, most likely. A lot of it is water weight as well. I'm definitely also not eating chips and packaged goods with a lot of salt, because again, that's going to be leading to bloating, inflammatory response, and it's just not a real food, and it's empty calories essentially. It's taking away from all of the foods that have great nutrition. And, you know, maybe this all sounds too simple. It's not sexy, right? But I want you to remember that even small steps in this direction will make a huge difference. And consistency in the things I just told you and in everything in this podcast and everything that we believe in Kingdom Fit Moms is so much more important than being perfect. And your mindset is to persevere. And that is so much more important than any quick fix, than feeling like you have to be perfect, than doing these insane workouts and eliminating an entire food group from your diet. You have to have this resolve that this is you now. And we talked about that yesterday. Go back and listen to day one on the Fit for Summer series. And if you are listening, you're like, yeah, I'm feeling this nudge. I'm ready to make weight loss happen. I'm ready to live as the healthy woman that I know God created me to be. Then go get inside the comeback challenge. We start on Monday, and I'll be giving you this and so much more. 3 days to kickstart your fitness, your health, your weight loss, whatever your goals are. I can't wait to get to know you. Hop down to the show notes, and I will see you there.